Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we already have an Uber down on the street corner, ready to rush the tape of this show up to the New York Museum of Radio and Television.
That's going to be pricey.
This will be a major radio program you are listening to this morning. You have my personal guarantee. I'm sorry, Al is not here today. He takes the days off now after hockey game.
Hello, John
Johnson's
everybody.
Here. That's a fine replacement.
Good morning.
And I have here today my, I'm going to just say it straight out, my favorite co-host by a wide margin, Ruben Amaro Jr. You with me, Rube?
I'm with you.
All right, and Ruben Amaro Jr. has made my day already, and I'll explain why in a second. But I would like to begin with the guest list because it's extraordinary. 7 o'clock, the greatest shortstop in Philly's history, certainly with the leather, Larry Bower. He'll be on to analyze their acquisition of Trey Turner. That will be exceptional. 8 o'clock, let's say, the most popular of all Eagles, Jason Kelce, will be on.
Yes.
To not just talk about football, but we are giving away as one of our major prizes today something you cannot currently purchase. The new Eagles Christmas album. It is sold out. It was sold out instantly.
Wow.
But Jason Kelce, we are giving one away today. And it is not even our major prize. We even have a bigger prize than that. So we got Jason Kelce out today at 8:30. A lot of people are struggling with being 11-1. Dr. Joe Fish will explain to you.
Oh.
No, they're having a hard
struggling.
Time. You should say, no one, Rhea, after the last Eagles win, I got like a dribble of emails.
Of course.
Did not get the deluge.
No, they won convincingly.
He's going to explain why people are only happy in this town when they're bitching.
Well.
And then he's going to tell you to carpe your diem.
Sorry?
Grasp your day. Take advantage of it.
Carpe your diem.
Carpe your diem. And then at 9 o'clock, you would say, well, that's enough. At 9 o'clock, we're going to go a little back in time. His voice has not been heard on this radio station for well over a decade. And he is coming back. Mike Missinelli will be on at 9 o'clock for our Throwback Thursday and the final days of this radio program. And Mike was here pretty much from the start.
I produced Steve and Mike. I was their producer.
There you have it.
I produced Mike as well.
You also produced Mike. Mm-hmm. And let me just say this. Yes,
I did not produce Mike.
You did not produce. In fact, for what I understand, there was some tension there, but that's different. Mike was a troublemaker, and Ruben Amaro was too open. That's the way that played. But anyway, Mike Missinelli will be on to deal with all the matters you would wonder what he really thinks now, including what was it really like to be co-host for 3 years on WIP with Howard Eskin? That will come up today. You have my promise.
Pure joy.
And I thought, well, that's plenty. And then somehow, through an intense negotiation this morning with Mr. Ruben Amaro Jr., he will close out this show with a highly produced and impeccable version of Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad.
Wow, looking forward to it.
Not as much as I am. He has told me he can carry a tune. And
not
I have believed him.
Well.
No, baloney. And this Eagle thing, you think Jason Kelce's that great a crooner? But he had a lot of personality in it. This way it's exciting.
Don't worry, Ruben.
And a little coaching, too.
Oh, well, let me
We have auto tune here.
He does everything great.
There's no auto tune and there's no wisecracks. That man can sing, and he'll prove it at the end of the show. That's a big finish. Now I'm going to have a big start. In fact, Ruby's going to work with me on this. Because what I have done, I have already preset one of my my online betting books, what they call it, sports books. And I am about to press a button that will earn me instantaneously $150.
Mm.
I am now pushing the button for Jalen Hurts to win the most valuable player. And he is plus 150. So what that means is that the minute he is named the MVP, cha-ching, I win 150.
Nice.
Is that not?
How much are you betting again?
You'll be winning.
100. I'm putting in 100, and I will take home an additional 150.
Hmm.
So the thing about it is, I am sick. Johnson was right on point when he was wrapping up his something show. This is the story right now, that after this insanely great season, Jalen Hurts is still not getting embraced by the football community. Not the city. We love him. I'm not talking about Philadelphia. I'm talking about national, all right? And I'll give you the latest indication of disrespect. Jalen Hurts currently leads the Pro Bowl voting in the NFC at the quarterback position, 107,990 votes. He's number one. Now, that's
no
not
brainer.
Is that disrespect?
Yes, it is.
Because in the AFC, Patrick Mahomes has accumulated 133,607 votes.
Yeah.
Who's better?
Well,
this season?
Right now, Hurts is the MVP for this season.
The MVP's for this season. Go ahead, Rhea. It's not body work. It's this season.
I understand that. That's not how it works if you want to just try to pretend you're naive.
It's not body. No.
Talk to the Gold Glove guys who've won for years and years and years.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's just about reputation.
What you're doing right now, Ruben, is accepting failure. You are not giving justice a chance to spread its wing. Justice is her. We have watched every minute of this young man's season. He's won 11 out of 12 games, and he's still not the odds-on guy. One plus 120 on this sports betting mechanism here. It's plus 120 for Mahomes. He's ahead of Hurts right now in the race. All right, so let's look at it. Let's just look at it. The Eagles. Record's important, right, Johnson?
Yeah.
Is record important?
I would say so.
Should you incorporate whether he's winning games or not?
That kind of matters.
Most valuable player? It seems like that would be important.
Your team would have to be successful.
Hurts is 11-1. Mahomes is 9-3.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's two games better for Hurts, right?
Yeah.
All right, how about this then? Hurts has a better quarterback rating. He's got a better completion percentage. He's got better yards per attempt numbers. He's better touchdown interception ratio. He has thrown three interceptions in the first 12 games. Mahomes has thrown eight. More than double. Mm-hmm. On turnovers, the number one factor in winning and losing.
That's a big deal.
Three versus eight. And then you've got running yards. All right. You know how many running yards Mahomes has?
How many?
283.
Yeah, I was going to say around 300.
Yeah. You know what Hurts has?
600?
609.
Ooh.
It's a big difference.
More than double. More than double. What am I missing here? I'm looking at this and I'm going, what is Mahomes leading? What category does Mahomes lead in other than body of work?
Yes.
Body of work is not a category. Body of work, this is patently absurd.
But
Johnson.
It creates bias. It creates bias. They're all human beings. These guys that are voting are human beings. This is how it works.
What is the reward for having a miracle season or a dream season like Hurts is having right now if the people observing it cannot see this incredible thing in progress?
A couple more weeks and they'll figure it out. A
couple of more weeks. The Eagles have been on primetime television five times this year.
I don't disagree with you.
Five times this year. Johnson, help me to understand that.
The only way I can put this logically when I look at the numbers is that Patrick Mahomes has entered a LeBron James type territory where he's so talented consistently and year in and year out puts up numbers that he's always going to be in the MVP conversation whether he wins or not. The fact that he's leading, that bothers me.
Now I've got a kicker to the story that's even worse.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Mahomes is not leading the voting in the AFC. He's not leading. I'm going to tell you who is, and then you're going to cringe because it's the ultimate indignity to Jalen Hurts. Leading the polling, the most votes either league so far, you may recognize the name, Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Whatever.
I know. It's so hard, Ash. I'm not going to make fun of you.
Tua's a lot
just
easier.
Say Tua.
All right, now hold on. Tua, 138,000 votes. He has more than 30,000 more votes than Hurts, even though his team does not have an 11-1 record. And you understand this is raising an old scab? You understand that Jalen Hurts lost his college dream in Alabama to Tua.
Wait, how is Tua? He's talented. Don't get me wrong, but how is he leading?
I don't understand.
I'll tell you why he's leading, because he came back from a concussion or whatever.
Wait, hold on a minute. He doesn't have a body of work. Why's he got 138,000 votes?
Because his legend started in college. So that was his body of work.
One more twist to this very unusual story. You ready for this one? Rhea handed me this today. I didn't even have this. You know who's coaching the Giants Sunday?
Brian Daboll, yeah. What about him?
2018. You know where he was?
That's right.
2018. Championship game.
Me.
2018 championship game. Offensive coordinator, Alabama.
Wow.
Brian Daboll. Bench Jalen Hurts.
Right.
For Tua Tagovailoa.
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 You'll get it.
Tagovailoa. He benched him. Remember last week we had that revenge thing with AJ?
Yeah.
You think there's any here?
Well,
It
got the general manager in Tennessee fired.
Yeah, I got to. I'll go to that later. How interesting are these twists and turns? Ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait till Sunday. Because Sunday, it could be a rainy Sunday afternoon in the always windy Meadowlands. Jalen Hurts will show Brian Daboll the error of his ways.
Are you watching it with your son?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I am not watching it with him because I don't need contention in my family. We already have my wife just getting over COVID. I don't need more problems. All right. Anyway, let me give you a contest today because you can win. Are you ready for this? $250 gift card to Del Frisco's. Do you know what kind of a meal you're going to get for that?
Delicious. That's pretty awesome.
Or you will get the only available copy of A Philly Special Christmas starring Jason Kelce and Jordan Matalata and Lane Johnson and cameos from Hurts and Brown and Graham. It's a Christmas album and it's spectacular. We also got a 3-day general admission pass to Tidal Wave Music Festival. Lots of great country singers, Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Brooks and Dunn. That's a great show. August 11th through the 13th at AC. And a pair of tickets to the Founding Footsteps Holiday Light Trolley Tour, which is just a great way to get yourself in a holiday mood. All available. There's only one song you cannot name. We are looking for the best Christmas songs, right? Carols, goofy stuff, rock, whatever you want. The judge today is our top crooner, Ruben Amaro Jr. Needless to say, since he is ending the show with Feliz Navidad, that is not available. All others are. Because when he does that rendition now, Johnson, Jose Feliciano will call in and thank us.
Is he still alive?
I'm not positive. 215. I'm hoping he is. 215-592-9494. Jump on now. There's room right now to win these prizes.
77. He's still with us.
He is still with us?
Yes.
I tell you something. I'll bet he could still croon, too. Keith is out of life from Allentown. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Angelo. Good morning. Rhea, good morning.
What's on your mind, Keith? You're mad already today?
Yeah, I'm pissed off at that John Johnson.
What's the matter?
All that stuff you said about OBJ. Oh, am I saying that right? Odell Beckham Jr.
During the Something show, I screamed from the microphone that I did not want Odell Beckham Jr.
added to
the Eagles roster.
You're 100% correct.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's your problem, Keith?
I think you're correct, too. I don't want him, but the reason I don't want him is because we don't need him.
Well, what was your reason, Johnson?
Well, I like the talent, and I don't want that prima donna stepping foot in that locker room.
It's chemistry.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said.
Yeah, he's a bad egg.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, he's a bad egg. He's a me first guy.
That's not your point to call. You can't call he's a bad egg.
Hey, Keith, he's a bad egg.
No, you can't say that.
Keith.
He's a bad egg. You might be a bad egg.
Keith, no, hold on.
He's a bad egg.
Keith, I would like to break the tie here.
You might be a bad egg. I might be a bad egg. Angelo might be a bad egg.
No, I am not a bad egg. You are. How dare you call me a bad egg?
I know you're not a bad egg. I'm just saying.
No, OBJ is a bad egg. Haven't you been paying attention down there in Allentown?
No, I don't. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff because it's none of my business. I tell you what.
It's none of your business. You're a sports fan. Of course it's your business.
I'm a sports fan. At least he could catch.
No, that doesn't matter. He's a jerk. He's a selfish player who would ruin the chemistry in a beautiful wide receiver room. You don't need him. You're right, you don't need him, but you don't want him anyway. I wouldn't want him if there was no one here.
Why are we all arguing since we don't want him?
We're all arguing the same side of the issue.
Yeah. Right to call him out for being.
Oh, please.
Oh, right. Keith, let me explain something to you. He's on WIP Radio. Not only does he have a right, he has a responsibility to call these guys bad people when they are. And OBJ is a jackass. Hello? Keith, do you have a Christmas song you would like to nominate today?
I do.
What do you got?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You have a good voice.
Not you bad. Got a very good
Not
Keith.
Thank you.
That was a
Maria,
fine.
From you, that is an extremely
All right, you stay
compliment.
There, Keith. That might win
that
you
was
some.
Fun.
Ruben Amaro's mind, and I believe that is on the album. That is one of the
that
songs.
Is?
That, let's sure hear a little is. Bit on the album.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Time out.
Is that Maialata?
Is that Maialata?
That is indeed.
All right,
he
can I
get
tell
up there,
you something right now? Maialata is stealing that album. Nobody could say like that. That guy's insanely good.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
What's funny is Jason Kelce.
No, I want the album.
Yeah, so Jason Kelce, we were actually looking at this. Yeah. Jason's in the recording booth. They have two videos going.
Right.
Jason sings the first part of the song for White Christmas, and then he comes in with that beautiful high falsetto Jordan.
Yeah.
And Jason just kind of throws his hands down.
No,
like,
nothing against Kelce, but he sounds like a frog compared to Maialata.
Okay, we're not
going to
do
Maialata.
Maialata is like a professional. Come on.
Maialata is insanely They only did this album so they could. I guarantee you, he's getting like just the same amount as the other guys, but he's doing all the heavy lifting. You know that. But let me tell you something. There's one voice that tops Maialata, and you'll hear it at the end of the show.
Oh, come on.
Ruben Amaro Jr.
Stop.
The voice of an angel.
Quit it.
The voice of an angel is exactly
Knock
correct.
It off.
215-592. We'll build this up so much. He could sound like Robert Goulet and no one would care. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 6-7. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is 6 o'clock. Oh, we just got a special treat here. This wasn't designed to be a musical show. It's just things are all lining up that way. A gentleman called in a couple of days ago named Sonny, who's a member of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, one of the great, great R&B bands out of this town ever. If you don't remember the song, If You Don't Know Me By Now,
Great
you
one.
Are dumb.
It's fantastic. Because
it's a beautiful song. And Sonny has written an Eagles song that he's going to attempt here with our own limitations here. I'm trying to get him to go in the other studio where we could record it in a pristine style, like we're doing with Feliz Navidad by Ruben Amaro Jr.
But can you give a sample?
I want a little sample now, and he's setting up and stuff, and we will get this all worked out. But first, David, let's do our question of the day. What do we got here?
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Who is more responsible for the Eagles' 11-1 record, Howie Roseman or Nick Sirianni?
All right, now, Rhea, that seems like an improper question. Would you agree
Generally
with that?
Generally, yours are, yes.
It was an emailer who sent this to me because Sirianni has done a brilliant job coaching this team. He's 11-1. And Howie provided him with the players. So let's break it down. Who gets more credit? I'm going Howie Johnson.
Boy, I hate this question.
Because it's an intriguing question.
It is Howie. Howie put the roster
Rhea
together.
Hughes.
I'm going to go Nick Sirianni for the simple reason of the step that Jalen Hurts has taken is so remarkable.
Great point.
He's an MVP candidate. I mean, you can't discount what this kid has been able to do under their tutelage.
Good argument. I now turn to a GM who created teams, who gets more credit here?
Well, who picked Jalen Hurts? I'd say Howie.
It's got to be Howie.
I got to say Howie.
It's got to be Howie.
He's right, in your cell phone.
But it's close. All right, so we will take that question. Now, let me bring in Sonny here for a second. Sonny, say hi to everybody. Get right up to that microphone.
Hello, everybody.
And, Sonny, when were you in Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes?
I was with them in 82 when I got out of the military.
Okay.
And then I played with the Hearts of Stones.
Right, we need you real close to that mic. Right,
I was with them in 82 when I got out of the military. Right. Then I was with the Hearts of Stones. And also the Phillies Intruders, which y'all probably coined that "Go Phillies, Go" when I wrote for the Phillies.
See, you are not just a singer; you're a songwriter,
right?
And a damn good one, am I right, Sonny?
I try to be.
Come on, Sonny.
All right, anyway,
I gotta be honest with you, Sonny. I did a little research here on Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and a lot of the Blue Notes are not there anymore, right? Harold himself is deceased.
Yes, but Donnell Gillespie was with my best friend.
Okay.
And he's still around, and he was just on the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade. He was on a float.
All right. Sonny, how long have you been an Eagles fan?
I'm from Philadelphia when they became the Eagles.
So you're, wow, really?
But what really made me mad, I was in the military and they had Tony Dorsett. When we went to the Super Bowl back then in 82,
yeah,
man, I was fuming
because
we lost.
Should have won that one.
We should have won it.
Then we beat the Cowboys to get there, and then we lost to the Raiders.
Yeah.
It was not good. All right, anyway, Sonny, so you have been inspired by what you're seeing from Jalen Hurts and the Eagles this year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that is how you made this song?
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to try it here, but we may ask you to record it separately in a studio where we could really produce it, but I would like to get a taste of it now, if you don't mind.
All right, here it comes.
All right, here we go. He's even got his own music in the background here. I don't know how this is going to work.
Oh, you got to cut that off.
All right, hold on a second. He is working. He has an actual machine that is working there, and Johnson is supposed to be helping him, but Johnson is of no assistance.
No,
Johnson,
he's not helping at
when
all.
Johnson replaces Al, he immediately takes over the persona of Al, which is virtually nothing.
Yes.
All right. While you guys are working on this, Sonny, not yet. I'm going to go to a caller while you work out the kinks, because Johnson was supposed to do this during the break, but he was eating peanut butter crackers instead.
He was busy.
Yeah, he was busy. Dustin's up from the Northeast. Hi, Dustin.
No, man. Good morning. Good morning, Rubri. John, how are you?
Hey, Dustin, who's the MVP of the NFL this year?
Well, Jalen Hurts, without a doubt, but he's not going to win it because he plays for Philadelphia Eagles. And that's completely fine, Ange, because he doesn't care about that, and we shouldn't care about that either. We should, not saying that we don't want him to win it, but I think it'll make him more hungry to win that Super Bowl MVP.
There's no way you could make him hungrier. And here's the other thing. You're right, he probably doesn't care. But me and Ruben and Rhea, we care about justice in sports. And it's unjust to give it to somebody else on reputation when he's being outplayed every game and it shows up everywhere, in every statistic, including the team's record.
Might be the first time I ever agreed with you.
We are 100% in agreement. Dustin, we care. We should care. We should put pressure on them to give a reward where it's due. That man is the story of the National Football League this year, and it's time they start giving him some recognition for it.
Well, this will also go my point that I really want to make about this team that nobody's really talking about. And, Ray, I know you like looking stuff up. Look at the Tennessee Titans' last 8 games. There's one common denominator in every one of those games.
Yeah.
Their defense has not let up more than 20 points.
It's true.
Now, if you go back to their last 3 games, He did it against Aaron Rodgers, who arguably their team, it ain't the same Aaron Rodgers, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He did it against Joe Burrow, who was in the Super Bowl last year, and he did it against the Chiefs, against Jalen Hurts' candidate against him for MVP right now. So their offense, what he's doing offensively, the only other team that put up, I think it was greater than 23 points all season, was Josh Allen. And I think that it's going to be the Buffalo Bills versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl, to be completely honest.
They lost Von Miller yesterday.
Right, that'll make it even worse. Dustin, here's what's going to end up happening. The Eagles are going to face the Bills at a Super Bowl, and Mahomes is going to get the MVP. And then, personally, I will be in a hospital being treated for dementia because I will be losing it at that point. Dustin, give me a great holiday song.
Well, let's call her song, so I guess I got to, too. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's very nice. Dustin, just stay on. I got to say, I am not even asking these people to sing, Sonny, but because you're here, they all want to sing today. And that wasn't terrible. I've heard worse. I'll tell you that, Sonny. Yeah. All right, Sonny, are we ready here with your Eagle song? All right, Johnson, have you dialed all this up now? We got this all ready?
We're all good.
All right, Sonny, you got to get right near the mic, though, so we could hear your amazing voice. All right? All right, we may you may want to use that other handheld mic you have brought with you as well, Sonny. Every time I go to him, Johnson's supposed to have him totally ready. That's his job. He's completely not ready.
Inept.
Over and
ineptitude.
Over again. What is Johnson here for? Johnson is... All right, hold on. We hear something. Ooh, Disco Inferno.
Hold on.
This is Disco Inferno. Oh. Field the groove. Come on, Sonny. Get in front of that mic, Sonny.
And you know it's like this.
Let's go, Sonny.
This is not working.
Ooh. Yes, here it is.
Let's go, Sonny.
I'm waiting for the intro.
How long's the intro?
It's coming right now, Angelo.
Viable airtime. He's working.
Here we go. Everybody.
Fly, Eagle, fly. Fly, Eagle, fly. Fly, Eagle, fly. Fly, Eagle, fly.
Hit it, Sonny.
Flying. You are the prize. 100 stories high. The Eagles getting loose, y'all. They burning up the turf. The fans were screaming. Out of control.
Out of control.
Cause the Eagles 11-1, y'all. And we hit it for the Super Bowl. Fly, Eagles, fly. Fly, Eagle, fly. Fly, Eagle, fly. Fly, Eagle, fly. Satisfaction came in a chain reaction. We couldn't get enough, and we won't self-destruct. The heat is on. We rise into the top. The Eagles playing strong. And that's when our sparks got hot. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Everybody!
Fly, Eagles, fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right, Harold. No. Let's stop it there, Sonny. Oh, listen to me. Joe, shut off the music, Johnson. Shut off the music. I got to talk. I don't know how to shut off the music. Oh, now I'm getting the feedback. Listen to me, Sonny. That was phenomenal. Now listen, but I want more. I want more. You're amazing. Sonny,
okay.
Can I get you down the studio? Kyle Quinn is there waiting for you. And we'll put it in a pristine studio with all the incredible technology we have at WIP.
Yes.
It'll sound like a real record.
Yes.
Can we do that, Sonny? Because that's a masterpiece. That's
I
going
know,
to
it's a hit.
That's a hit.
It's a hit.
That's a Sonny, hit, that's
awesome.
Sonny.
That was awesome.
So can we get you down there and then when it's all ready, we'll come back and we'll play it for everybody?
Yes.
Oh, Sonny. God, I am honored to have a member of the Blue Notes right here in our studio. Local guy, Harold Melvin of the Blue Notes. Tremendous band.
That's a real pro right there.
Is that a pro?
Yeah, he's a pro.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going to make sure.
I was grooving in my seat here.
Well, I don't want you to steal his thunder with your rendition of Feliz
Navidad.
There's
no chance of that happening.
All right, that guy can sing. Man, and you know what else I found? Even Johnson was bobbing his head. Did you see John Cervia? He was bobbing his head to the beat.
I try not to look at him a lot.
He actually tapped his toe.
He did tap his toe.
Once. I saw him tapping.
You gotta be candid with you. He doesn't have a ton of rhythm from what I can tell. 215-592-9494. We got so much show left. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the Phillies did in San Diego with the man who did that stuff himself for many years as the GM of the Phillies. Trey Turner and all the other guys they got. Ruben Amaro assesses when we return. WIP Sports Time 6. All right, 6:42 is the time. I'm going to take a wild guess here that over the past 3 days in San Diego, California, Ruben Amaro was following what was going on at the Major League Baseball owners' meetings and wishing he was back there in charge of a team. Don't you love that wheeling and dealing?
Oh, man, it's the best.
Did you see the numbers flying around?
There's money everywhere.
Wild money.
It's crazy. Nobody's poor.
All right, so anyway, Rube, let's start with Trey Turner. Is he a tremendous addition to the Phillies?
Just phenomenal.
Tell me about him.
Everything about what he brings to the table, he's number one, he's a winner, okay? You got to bring winners to the table. He's going to be great in the clubhouse as far as knowing that the most important thing for him to do is to win baseball games, and he knows that and understands it's got a couple of rings. That's number one. Number two, his athleticism. Just a great athlete. I got a chance to watch this guy at NC State way back when we were scouting Rodon. This kid can do everything. He's electric. I mean, everything about him, he does it smoothly. He does it easily. He's got a great body. I think the fact that his body is so good and lively that they're going to get at least 7 or 8 of those years will be quality years. I know it's a long contract, but I think you're betting on the body. And he, you know, the range, the fact that there's no shifting, the fact that he's got great range, he's got a good arm, he does everything very, very well, and he's going to sit so nicely at the top of this lineup.
You are. He is glowing, ladies and gentlemen.
I love this guy,
This
man.
Is the kind of player Ruben Amaro loves. Now, you also got Taijuan Walker and Matt Straub. These are two additions to your pitching staff. They will help you?
Absolutely. I think Taijuan Walker was a great sign. I know that they didn't want to deal with that losing another draft pick. So this is the type of a guy that's going to eat up some innings. He is starting to learn how to pitch instead of just throwing. I think he's maturing as a pitcher. He's a guy that's going to eat some innings for him and create some depth. I like the signing. Very solid. And Strom, he's coming into his own as a veteran. He's a left-hander that they needed. They certainly did need a left-hander in their bullpen to help Alvarado out. And to give some more options to Rob Thompson. This is a kid that's throwing the ball very well for Boston, and he's pitched in the AL East, man. You got to get guys who know what it takes to pitch in the tight, and he's certainly done that.
Dave Dombrowski, excellent job,
phenomenal.
Sir. But you're not done. You understand me? You're not done. Because unless one thing happens,
I wonder what it is.
Let's
going
let's
to
never
matter.
Be satisfied.
Let me go back to the World Series, a pivotal moment in that series. Listen closely.
Alvarez now ahead of the count. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball hit towards first. Hoskins knocked it down, but his only play is going to be to tag Alvarez as he couldn't field it cleanly. Altuve is going to come home and score. Into second goes Pena, and it's 3-1 Houston.
How about L.A.'s sigh?
That was everything, wasn't it?
L.A.'s sigh said it all. Reese Hoskins is a butcher at first base. He's horrible. Now, I would like...
He is challenged.
Who do you respect more, me or your colleague Ben Davis? Who do you feel is more knowledgeable to sport of baseball?
I would say Ben Davis.
By quite a large margin, you would say?
A fairly large margin.
All right, fine, because Ben
Don't
Davis...
Don't laugh, Ruben.
Ben Davis was at our show the other day, and he had a scenario that I endorse 100%.
Oh, yeah?
It involves the removal of Reese Hoskins from the roster. Hmm. Here is Ben Davis.
I could possibly see a scenario. Gene Segura goes to third, Alec Boehm goes to first base, and they deal Reese Hoskins. I think it could be a possibility. I don't see a scenario where Reese Hoskins stays on this ball club. You know, that's yet to be seen. I'm obviously not the GM, but I think something's going to be done to get another arm or two in here with regards to Reese Hoskins.
Well, you talk about tightening up that defense. I mean, that would certainly do that. That's a great idea. I mean, it's a great thought process. I just don't know that's going to happen.
All right, Segura is a free agent. You have to re-sign and put him at third. Boehm, would he be better at first than at third?
I think so.
Yeah, all right, so he'd be better there.
It's not necessarily, but right. Because you haven't seen him there for a long period. I have not seen him there, but I would think he'd be better.
If you were the general manager of the Phillies right now, Ruben Amaro, would you be putting on the market Hoskins to see what you could get?
I would absolutely be listening, but I also have to make sure that whatever that player would provide, whoever I can replace him with, can also be an effective offensive player, because Reese is he's a pretty darn good offensive player. He provides a lot to this ball club.
Ruben Amaro Jr. is endorsing the Ben Davis plan.
Are the changes that are going to be coming rules-wise with the shift make it even more imperative to get him off of first base?
Well, he does not have a lot of range. And listen, this is a guy who tries. I mean, he works at it. He really does. He just doesn't. I mean, you just can't run faster or move faster. You can incrementally get better defensively, but not a whole lot. And he's not getting any younger. So I think you make a great point. You need to have range and athleticism in your infield, and the first baseman does affect everything you do because he touches the baseball probably pretty much more than everybody else other than JT on the field. So, and it's a little bit of an underrated defensive position because, hey, it's important. You can make your entire infield better.
And understand, in 12 minutes, you'll be hearing an assessment of this stuff from the great Larry Boa. You want to talk about range. You want to talk about hands. There's never been a shortstop here better than Larry.
By the way, how right was Larry like most of the way season, making the playoffs? They would beat Atlanta. They would beat the Padres. I mean,
Larry knows. Yeah. Larry is smarter than us.
Brilliant baseball man. Just brilliant man.
Dan is on live from the city. Hi, Danny.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Danny, I just made $150 this morning. I bet on Hurts to win the MVP because he deserves it.
Angelo, it seems like you're winning more money on your last couple months of retirement than you have your entire career.
I know I have. In fact, I'm feathering my nest for post radio. Yeah,
it's almost building up your nest egg. So, you know. Now
but
you can
Dan, is this fear? What's going on? He got less votes than both Tua and Mahomes in the Pro Bowl, and he's by far the best player this season.
Listen, Angelo, the only MVP, and it's proven because no regular season MVP has ever won the Super Bowl, the only MVP that we won is a Super Bowl MVP.
True.
So let them have it, because the one he wants and the one we need and the one he needs is going to be the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Here's the problem. Dan, you're right. But when you're watching each of these games, you're seeing him perform so brilliantly. And then you're hearing these national people and the people that are voting all this stuff and not acknowledging it. It does not frustrate you. You're telling me you can block out all the national nonsense and just understand that an injustice is going on? Because it is. Sure. This kid is having a great year.
He is, and it's frustrating, but revenge is a dish best served cold, right? So when he wins the Super Bowl MVP and everybody turns around and says, boy, we're a bunch of dumbasses, we picked... Yeah. You know, Tyreek Hill or Tua for the MVP of the league, and look what this kid done. It shows you how out of touch or how biased the national media actually is.
Very true. So, Danny, give me a great holiday song.
The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole, do you want to try singing that?
No.
All right, Dan, fair enough. First two people did sing it, but whatever you feel, you know best. Let me go to Mickey next. Hi, Mac.
Yo, 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 Angelo, what's going on?
What's going on is we're 11-1, and I'm still in a snit because we're not getting the credit we deserve. ESPN's got the Cowboys 50-50 to go to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts isn't the MVP. What am I watching here?
Well, the thing is there with your boy Hurts is he really ain't playing anybody tough this year. He didn't have the schedule like Kansas City got, Miami.
Come on,
got.
Man. This guy's played his rear end off. This is the NFL. What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. It's the NFC. They're all right. Garbage. They're the best of the garbage.
Is your last name moron?
You got to play everybody.
No.
They pretty much played everybody in there. I mean, come on.
The hell's wrong with you? You just saw them beat Tennessee. Tennessee is a playoff team. What are you looking
at? You are correct. 100% correct. Yeah. Now, here's your thing. How many playoff teams did they beat this year? Let's, you know.
It's not their responsibility. Mickey, how hard is it to go through life this stupid?
It's in black and white.
Mickey,
black and white.
All
what's
you
black
can,
and white is the guy, he's the best player in the NFL. That's
all,
what's back, black
all
and
you
white.
Can do is play your schedule. I can't say the word I want to say. You can't. It's a schedule, Mickey. They're 11-1, and you're here saying bad things.
Okay, but here's the thing. The Washington Redskins beat them this year.
Are you a Dallas fan? Are you a Dallas fan?
Now,
seriously.
You want to know the truth?
Yes.
I am the New York Giants.
That's why.
Let me tell you the truth. Now I know why you're stupid. Get out of here, you loser.
Do you say that to your son?
My son? Yeah, there have been moments. And swept up in the emotion of a moment, I might have said something like that.
Are you
going to
win that battle in that house? You're probably not going to win.
Oh, no, I'm winning the battle. Don't worry about that. Okay. I'm 11-1. Okay. I'm winning every battle. Do you know my son now acknowledges that the Giants are being led to slaughter Sunday in their own building?
That's good to know.
Come on.
I don't know they're being led to slaughter.
Led to slaughter.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. Because, you see, Jalen Hurts forgets nothing. Nothing
that's
goes
true.
By him.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator of Alabama, and he benched Jalen Hurts for Tua in the second half of championship game. That leaves a mark. You're going to look at that mark before this game, and you're going to go, all right, Daboll, let me show you what I got.
Don't you love the fact that your best player in your field has that attitude?
Of course he does.
I love that.
I love
everything about him. I loved it from day one, and I love the pick, and a lot of people were talking about it. But this is a winner, man. He knows how to do it.
It's a hit.
Gets
man.
It done.
He
love
sees
it.
You. He doesn't talk about it. He just takes you out. Nice. Clean. Andre's up next. Hi, Andre.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you, Andre?
I'm doing good. I have a question.
Yep.
Cleveland Cavaliers, Houston Rockets, Memphis. I guess they were all scheduled losses. this game against the Lakers tomorrow, is that also a scheduled loss?
I know, Johnson, have you heard word on whether they scheduled that as a loss?
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out. They're about to kick off a 7-game homestand beginning tomorrow night. Their last game was Monday. They've had a bunch of time off, and this team is as unlikable as I can remember.
Because of the coach,
because of the attitude of the players
and
walking around.
Maxie's not playing. Maxie, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I totally agree. He's an energy player.
He's the most likable player.
But without question. The attitude of players like Joel Embiid makes it even worse.
Andre, I'm going to play for you what Doc said yesterday. It is not going to please you. Stay tuned, okay. 7:20. I need to set aside time when I play that stuff because Johnson loses his mind. But this one here, this guy, I'm going to tell you, Andre, he thinks like a loser. You understand? And they ain't winning a damn thing while Doc Rivers is leading that team. I guarantee you that. They're not winning anything.
And I just want to know, it probably won't happen, but if it does wind up losing, is he gone? Do it take?
Yes.
The rest of this home there, we're going to be gone. Can we get rid of them Friday
If they
night?
Do not make it to the NBA Finals, at the very least, Doc Rivers is out.
How often does that happen in the NBA, Johnson? Does that happen in the middle of the year? Do they
coach is getting
guy?
Fired?
Sure. That doesn't happen too often.
Money is going to play a huge factor in a decision to let go of Doc Rivers because he still owed a lot of money over a number of years.
Gotcha. I need a holiday song.
Silent Night by the Temptations.
Silent Night is
by
beautiful.
The Temptations.
Temptations is really good.
No. I don't think I've ever heard them do it, but I bet it would be awesome. 215-592-9494. You need some brilliance. It's coming up. Larry Boa is next. WIP Sports Time is 6:56. Let me tell you something. I don't have to tell you. You know that the pressure's building on you to get the big gift this year, the right gift this year. And you're going to need to see my friend Steven Singer at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. Steven Singer Jewelers is the best place to get your holiday gift for a real simple reason. You don't really know that much about jewelry, but Steven does. And Steven has made this so simple, anybody can go in and get the right thing at the right price every single time. Number one thing that guys buy this time of the year are diamond stud earrings for their wife or their girlfriends. They're under $300. It's Anita Diamond Stud Earrings. That's what it's listed under when you look at IHateStevenSigler.com. He will have the whole inventory of what he's got to offer, and these diamond studs are fantastic. Here's the best part of it, though, right? If along the way you want to trade them in, you can trade them in and get the exact value that you're putting into them now toward a new pair. That's how great it is. He also is offering you fast and free shipping both ways. The best guarantee in the business. 100-day, 100%, no hassle, money-back guarantee. Everything's right there at the showroom at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. If you don't want to go there, just go online. IHateStevenSigler.com.